On Capitol Hill, we have heard serious concerns raised by some Republicans and calls from Democrats for a special counsel to investigate the Russia story. We get reaction now to Mr. Trump's firing of James Comey from Hillary Clinton's vice presidential nominee. He's the Democratic senator from the state of Virginia, Tim Kaine. Senator Kaine, thank you very much for joining us.
Glad to, Judy.
You called the firing of Director Comey outrageous. Why?
I think this is a clear attempt by President Trump to thwart and block and undermine the investigation into collusion and ties between Russia and the Trump campaign transition and administration. And there is now a pattern of very extraordinary personnel actions, the firing of Sally Yates, the firing of General Flynn, Attorney General Sessions having to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, and now the firing of Jim Comey. And the thread that connects all these highly unusual actions is the investigation into Russia. President Trump is afraid of this. He's trying to undermine it. And that should make us all redouble our efforts to both on the criminal side have a special prosecutor to get to the bottom of it. And in Congress, the Senate Intel Committee needs to accelerate the pace and get the answers we need.
Well, Senator, I'm sure you know the White House is saying that that's just not the case. They are saying they had a specific set of reasons for firing Director Comey. It had to do with the way he handled Secretary Clinton's email controversy. They had a different set of reasons for asking the National Security Advisor, General Flynn, to leave, and so on and so on. So why are you so convinced that the Russia investigation is at the core of all this?
Judy, again, let's dig into the pattern. Sally Yates is the deputy AG, a career prosecutor. She goes to the White House and she says, we are worried that your sitting national security advisor is compromised by ties to Russia. And President Trump immediately fires not General Flynn, he fires Sally Yates.